In our present reflections, our first step is to determine as best we can the validity of the altar breath used by this priest. And sisters, many churches of America use what has to be called cake or cookies for the Eucharist, which is not valid. I remember once, some years ago, I was saying Mass in my Jesuit residence, and I noticed that I noticed that next to the bottle of wine was a bottle of grape juice. And it was grape juice. I'm not sure you get this in India. It is called Elch's grape juice. Now that grape juice has been treated chemically to prevent any fermentation. I know my superior, Father, that grape juice is not valid for saying Mass. Chemically treated grape juice to prevent fermentation is not valid for Mass. And my superior told me to mind my own business. Now, sisters, the shall I have some time? When the hosts are rather pastry than pure wheaten bread, when certain essential words in the formula of consecration are omitted or radically changed, again, the consecration is not valid. What I have here is more than a dilemma. It is a deep question of conscience. And now I could go on and describe the various options that a person has. Please, son. No. The responsibility of Catholics and sisters, I am speaking after 30 years' experience of working for the Holy See, and this is one of my orders from the Holy Father: do everything that I can to preserve the faith in the Holy Eucharist among bishops, priests, religious, and the laity. And behind his widespread abuse in the Eucharistic liturgy is nothing less than a widespread weakening, even loss of faith in the real presence. And that is why, sisters, you may have thought to yourselves, gosh, this Father Hardin, now how many hours we've already heard him talk about the Eucharist this, the Eucharist that. Sisters, the survival, I'm not exaggerating, the survival of the Catholic Church in more than one country depends on there still being those, both among bishops and priests, and of course religious and the laity who believe in the real presence and insist. Now the liturgy they participate in corresponds with the laws which the church has laid down. With that, I think it is time. I thought it was worth sharing this with you. And sisters, I should have asked the two sisters whose feast day is today, Catherine and Joseph, is correct? And the other one is Sister Imakola. Okay, well, sisters, what if we do this? What if we, well, if you don't mind, let's sing once the Salve Regina for Sister Immacola, and then sing the sisters. Do we know the Pater Noster in Latin? Can you sing it? And the Pater Noster will sing for Sister, is it? Catherine, Joseph? Please? Oh. I got the name straight now. Thank you. Let's pray or sing. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et Spes Nostra Sanctae, A Te Comanus, Exules Filii, A Te Suspiramus, Gementes et in hoc lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos, ad nos converte, et Iesu benedictum fructum de Christi, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. And now, Pater Noster, quia sit sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua,